Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company. We started making yogurt as a way to fund an organic farming school, and 28 years later, our mission is still all about healthy food, healthy people, and a healthy planet. Today, we support 200,000 acres of organic family farms, and we give 10% of our profits to efforts that protect and restore the earth. So we're proud to support thoughtful programming like Living on Earth, and hope you will too. Donate at LOE.org.
The chemical triclosan can be found in thousands of household products. Toothpaste, kids' toys, and face creams. Computer keyboards, yoga mats, and soaps. Especially soaps. Triclosan is in so many products because it kills germs. Triclosan has been around for about 40 years, and for nearly all that time, U.S. officials have been investigating the chemical for safety and effectiveness. Now, the Canadian government has just declared the antibacterial agent an environmental toxin and has proposed regulations that would sharply curtail its use in Canada. Nichelle Harriet is with the environmental group Beyond Pesticides. It's leading a coalition of 80 organizations trying to get triclosan banned in the United States.
Every product that triclosan is in is essentially washed down the drain and directly goes into the environment. In surface water, it degrades to another chemical, 2,4-DCP, which is known under the Clean Water Act as a priority pollutant, which means that EPA is supposed to regulate that chemical. We know that it is probably taken up by plants and by crops that we eat. And so we actually don't know what the effects are because no one is looking at this yet. We're putting out this chemical into the environment.
But Canada specifically says there's not sufficient evidence to conclude that it's harmful to people.
I did see that, and that is pretty shocking. But a lot of work that we have done have shown that there are some serious human health effects that we need to take a look at. So we know that triclosan is an endocrine disruptor, meaning it impacts our hormones. And so if we have this chemical out there in the environment, then this is a concern because it may accumulate up the food chain. We may be ingesting this chemical unknown to us. And so what are we doing to our bodies? Triclosan has been found in urine. It has been found in breast milk. It has been found in umbilical cord blood.
I know there have been concerns about this antibiotic chemical, that is, that it could create resistance to the drugs that we have to fight bacteria. What's the evidence that that's actually happening?
Well, there is some preliminary evidence that bacteria exposed to triclosan eventually become resistant to triclosan. And once resistant to triclosan, they may have cross-resistance to other antibiotics. Then there is a serious public health concern.
As I understand it, that when triclosan is combined with chlorine, which is in many water supplies, it forms chloroform.
Yeah, there was one study that indicated that. And, of course, that raised a lot of red flags because, you know, if you're brushing your teeth and a lot of toothpaste contain triclosan, are you being exposed to chloroform through the chlorine in the tap water? And chloroform is very toxic. You know, it's definitely something that you do not want to be inhaling. And our regulatory system tends to be more reactionary than precautionary. And so we do allow chemicals into the environment without sufficient human and environmental health overview. And so we're now retroactively trying to do something about this.
Nichelle Harriet is with the group Beyond Pesticides. In the U.S., the EPA regulates triclosan as a pesticide. The FDA looks into its uses in foods and drugs. Shelley Burgess is a spokesperson with the FDA.
Triclosan is currently not known to be hazardous to humans, and we are engaged in ongoing scientific and regulatory review of the safety of triclosan in FDA-regulated products. And what consumers should know is that we don't have sufficient safety evidence to recommend changing consumer use of products that contain triclosan at this time.
Does the FDA have any evidence to suggest that triclosan in antibacterial soaps provides a benefit in terms of health to the user?
What I can say is this, that we don't currently limit the concentration of triclosan in over-the-counter consumer products, such as consumer antibacterial soaps. And this is because FDA's review of the safety and effectiveness of triclosan is ongoing.
But I'm reading from a paper that was presented by the FDA to the public 2 years ago, and it says, at this time, the agency does not have evidence that triclosan in antibacterial soaps and body washes provides any benefit over washing with regular soap and water. That's from the FDA. That's your agency.
That's correct. That's correct.
Then why is it being sold?
Well, again, we're engaged in ongoing scientific and regulatory review of the safety of triclosan.
When does your review end? Do you have a
date?
We're going to publish
those findings, you know, later in 2012, in the winter of 2012.
That's FDA spokesperson Shelley Burgess. You can learn more about Canada's proposal that would declare triclosan an environmental toxin and find the latest scientific studies at our website, loe.org. Just ahead, Africa's Great Green Wall, and why national borders and fences make bad neighbors for migrating animals. Keep listening to Living on Earth.